In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Welcome to the hot new crowd of Solana. Welcome to the hot new crowd of Solana. Welcome to the hot new crowd of Solana. Welcome to the show, 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 crowd of Solana. Welcome to the show with the three amigos. Hotman, Crowder, and Solana on FM radio. Them boys be sliding, so we riding and we ready to go. 100,000 watts, full throttle, baby, ready to blow. We passing Boca up to Jupiter, we got your attention. You can tune in anywhere, but listen at your discretion. To the legend, Mr. Hotman, can't stop him, each other deuce. My brother got his own hot burger at Tucker Deuce. Now my Rushmore of these sports, spitting the truth. It's Channing Crowder, greatest dolphin to rock the 52. Solana one, best of Miami, the voice of FIU. We reppin' to Miami, the Heat and the Panthers too. We reppin' for the Marlins, the Dolphins, that's how we do. We reppin' for the crew, so it's always about the you. Hey Jimmy, please get a bell on the phone and tell him that it's on. I finally got his name on the song. Can't do him wrong, cause it sounds so sweet. You spit the facts while I keep the crowd on their feet. Football season be the reason that I be bringing this heat. Georgia music representing 104.3. Hey, show, crowd of Solana. Welcome to the show, crowd of Solana.
Welcome to the show. A rainy Tuesday all over South Florida. Welcome to the show. Crowder's going to be joining us momentarily. He is in Los Angeles, and he is pulling up to his hotel, his Bonvoy, as we speak. He will be here. We have an abbreviated show today. I'll get into that in a second. Apparently, it would have been much better for the Dolphins' slim playoff chances if the Eagles beat the Chargers last night. That didn't happen, so that doesn't help out the Dolphins. As slim as the chance is, doesn't help them. Are we about done, Solana, with the Eagles? We done with the Eagles and the Chiefs? Are we, we're throwing in the towel, Eagles and Chiefs this season?
I don't know if I'm throwing in the towel on the Eagles. I mean, remember, they didn't look great last year early in the season, and then they end up going on and being the hottest team. I'm just annoyed of the Eagles. You saw they had like this inflatable something in their locker room, positivity bear or something like that. Like they're at the point where they're just getting cutesy. And yesterday, everything about that game was just cutesy from them. They're not playing Eagles football. I am done with the Chiefs, though. 11% chance to make the playoffs. Deuces, Kansas City. I will miss you.
All right. Fair enough. Got NBA Cup action tonight. A little Heat and Magic. I was saying that we have an abbreviated show. So this is a 6 p.m. start. And so Heat Magic starts at 6. Pre-Heat starts at 4:45. And this is why, because the NBA Cup, now what are they in, the quarterfinals, semifinals? What's the, where are we?
Yeah, no, I mean, I want you to be excited for this. I want everybody to be excited for the quarterfinal today. The Heat play the Magic. Win, they go to Vegas for the semifinals Saturday, 5:30. Lose, then my Friday night is booked. So let's go. Let's lock in for a Saturday Vegas trip. Simone Fontecchio turns 30 today. How about, we found out yesterday, he's never been to Vegas, Hawk. How about a happy birthday flight for Simone Fontecchio to Las Vegas.
Win, and they go to Vegas. Mm-hmm. Lose, are they out of the cup?
They're out of the cup.
All right. So this is a win-or-go-home, legitimately a win-or-go-home game tonight.
Yeah, that also counts towards the regular season.
Hmm. See, this is where it gets dicey and cutesy for me. So, anyway, the Heat tonight start at 6, and I believe that's, is that on Prime Video?
Yeah, so your only local coverage in English, because Jose Pañeda will also be on the call locally here for Radio Mambí, but obviously your only English local coverage is right here, baby, the Miami Heat audio experience.
Jimmy, who do you listen to? You listen to Jose Pañeda, or you listen to Jax and Amy Audibert?
I listen to one I can understand.
So if Jax. if you listened to Jose Pineda, you would not understand the broadcast at all. Even though you are Cuban, you would not understand the Spanish language broadcast?
The way it's explained in Spanish, I would not.
Okay.
The way it's explained in Spanish, you mean just him talking in Spanish?
Yeah, just talking in Spanish.
Well, Jimmy has a tough time explaining things in English. And so obviously he would have a tough time explaining it in Spanish. I see Crowder's checking in from his Bonvoy in Los Angeles. What are you doing in L.A.?
Oh, working like usual. All I do is work and cook.
So did you fly there today?
Yes. 6:30 flight. Just got here and then had to come to Beverly Hills.
Wow. Oh, Beverly Hills. That's a nice Bonvoy.
Tough life for you, huh?
Listen, I'm telling you, when you leave like L.A., you know, it's kind of like Miami. When you leave certain areas, you know you're not there anymore. When you get to Beverly Hills, you know you're in Beverly Hills.
Oh, you got to hit up, what's the famous deli there? Nate Nals. Got to go to Nate Nals. Tell him you know Hockman.
Let me see. Nate Nails.
No, Nate and Al's.
Nate Nails.
Daddy.
Nate Nails.
Nate Nails.
Let me see.
Legendary.
Google Maps.
All right, we'll check it out later. I didn't realize it was going to take that long to search it. We did find out, we had asked this on the show yesterday, was there going to be a parade for Inter Miami? It doesn't seem that there will be. I saw Will Manso tweet out, there are no plans for an Inter Miami championship parade, but the club is planning lots of events to celebrate the title and the opening of Freedom Park over the next few months. Today, Messi will be at Chase Stadium to kick off the Messi Cup, and fans can attend for free. So what I'm guessing is they'll have a big celebration to christen the new stadium. When the new stadium is ready, that'll be a way to get everybody together. They'll have the team, they'll have the MLS championship trophy, and that'll kind of be like the coming out party for the new stadium.
But they won't have the team that just won the cup. It'll be a different team because three of the four players everybody actually wants to see will no longer be here alongside Leo Messi. I mean, this is as clear as day. These guys don't care, and I'm talking about the big four, don't care about some sort of parade.
I'm not necessarily certain that it's as clear as day that they don't care. I think it's as clear as day that Inter Miami is concerned the community here, the local community, doesn't care enough to make it a not embarrassing situation for Messi and Busquets and Jordi Alba.
Like, How are you shaking your head, Solana?
I disagree. I thought about this so much overnight. Just getting Messi somewhere, just by you saying Lionel Messi will be somewhere, you can have people in droves come out, especially if it's free. Just saying he's going to be somewhere.
I agree, but I think the visual that you're using in your head is when people are gathered around a hotel and he's checking in.
No.
You're talking about 25,000 people. Ostensibly during the day, these parades and celebrations often take place during the workday. And if you don't do it during the workday, then you're doing it on a Saturday or Sunday during bowl season and NFL playoff push. Man, I believe it's a very cautious approach by Inter Miami just to make sure. I'm not telling you that there wouldn't be a huge crowd. I'm telling you there'd be an extra cautious just in case.
Solana, just name the big four. This proves my point because I can't name them. Busquets, Messi. Name them.
Busquets,
Messi.
Yeah.
Who?
Lionel Messi, Luis Suarez, Sergio Busquets, and Jordi Alba. All four are legends. These are
Messi,
legends.
Messi, Suarez, Busquets, and Flora. If they go to Milan, if they go to Europe anywhere, if they go to South America, if they go anywhere, am I right? It would be flooded with people if it was announced, correct?
For sure.
They can go to South Beach, and a couple people might walk past and say, hey, look at those guys.
You guys, I'm telling you, man,
you're way off. Solana. It's not them messing us over. It's us messing them over because we're not soccer people.
But you guys are way off because I'm telling you, in South Florida, the community, the Latin community, the soccer community, kids, thousands of kids genuinely love these dudes. And I'm not telling you that they would get 25,000, Hawk. I'm not telling you that. But had they planned this immediately after the game, they would have announced, hey, Monday at noon or Monday at 3 p.m., we're going to do a celebration. It's free to the public. There will be a concert, and the guys will lift the trophy on Monday, 2 days after. Following that enthusiasm, you would have gotten 10 to 15,000 people at Chase Stadium to watch them lift the cup. Now it's ruined. Now it's done.
The kids are in school Monday at 3 p.m. Pick another time.
Doesn't matter.
It does matter.
No one's taking their kids out of school to see Suarez and Busquets.
I disagree.
I think there would be some. I think the risk reward isn't there for Inter Miami. I think it's more a reflection of them just being cautious. I'm not even telling you that it wouldn't work. I'm just saying they're being cautious because they don't want the optic of an embarrassment. I don't think it's Busquets and Messi and Suarez and Jordi Alba. I don't think it's everybody not caring.
I think Busquets and Alba, specifically those two, and Suarez were on the first flight back to Barcelona and Suarez to Montevideo. But I live a different life than you. I'm not kidding. I see this from the perspective of, like, people, my family and friends that I hang out with aren't watching the Dolphins at 1 p.m. on Sunday. You know what they're watching Saturday morning at 3 or Saturday afternoon? Real Madrid. You know what they're watching? Barcelona. You know who they care about? Their South American club. I mean, that literally, I'm in group chats with people talking about the World Cup.
But in other words, it's a different world. In other words, don't you need people from your demo and my demo and Crowder's demo and Jimmy's demo to create enough community excitement to make a parade and a celebration?
A parade, I'm with you 100%. 10,000 people at Chase Stadium. I think you say Leo Messi will be here. It's free to the public. At any time, you can get 10,000 people. Following the MLS Cup, you could have gotten 10,000 people at Chase Stadium, 100%.
I believe that.
And Hawk, 10,000 people, I'm not telling you it compares to the Panthers parade or a Heat parade or a Dolphins parade, God willing, but it's also not embarrassing for an MLS Cup.
If you did just win an MLS Cup and you have Leo Messi on the team and the stadium is half full for the celebration, it's just optically, it's not like what you're looking for when you're trying to make yourself huge franchise in South Florida. It's just the optics of it.
I get you. But Hawk, we're sitting there and to our left is the supporter section. You've got the Siege supporters group. You've got Vice City, the supporters group. And they have the drums out there. They have the TIFOs. Like, they're ready to go. Just them. You set up the stage just at the supporters section with 5,000 people there. Just that is cool. And it's worth it for the fans who have been there since the beginning of Inter Miami.
I agree.
And I think they owed it to those people.
You're arguing something, though, that I'm not. I think there should be a celebration, and I think it would be well attended enough that it would be fine. I think the team made a conscious decision. We're going to be extremely cautious and not get ourselves in a situation that we can't get out of.
And Solana, in all aspects, but first, I guess that you're Oh Lord.
Whatever. He sounds soft to me too. Is he? Are we sure?
I know
you're in an echoey. You're in an echoey room, but he sounds soft to me. Is he soft?
Crowder's 7 feet away from his microphone.
Yeah. I'm right up on it. Am I right up on it?
There you are. Yeah. See, that's why we told you to get a new mic, because you have this stubby little thing, and this microphone's small too. But you've got this stubby little thing that you bring around with you when you travel, and then you have to lean in and hunch your back.
That's what my wife says all the time when we travel together.
And then you got to hunch your back. Why don't you go get like a something that you can put that on? So you're like, do you have any books over there? You got a phone book or something?
Oh my God.
Yeah. Wow. Can you get a few more towels? Can you call up for a few more towels? No one saw that coming.
Yep. That's good.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's truly amazing. And didn't he say he ordered the new mic that you told him to order?
I could have seen that lie from a million miles away.
Yeah. I feel pressured.
And I even offered to text his wife because he claims he doesn't have an Amazon account. So I would have texted Asia. Would have said,
but
hey.
He said he ordered it on Amazon.
Right, but then he's like, no, don't text Asia because, don't bother her. I'm like, okay, I'm not going to do it if he doesn't want me to. But he literally, it would have been purchased. She would have understood the importance of it. It would have been purchased.
Well, I loved his lie, though, that I ordered it on Amazon. It'll be here in a few days.
Yeah, wow.
Which is like the old, you ordered it out of the back of a magazine and you sent in some stamps.
I was thinking y'all would let it go.
Yeah. No. How can we let it go? Look what you're dragging around with you.
It works for 4 years.
No, we just haven't told you how horrible it is for 4 years.
Oh, okay.
Hey, Hawk, since you mentioned magazines, can I hit you guys with a hot take that I've meant to bring up on the show, apropos of absolutely nothing, or I guess apropos of you bringing that up. I miss the SkyMall magazine in airplanes.
Mm,
does anybody else miss that? I love just kind of looking through the SkyMall magazine in an airplane. And before you know it, I'm landing and I'm ordering a massage gun that costs $92 that I don't need.
Yeah, I miss magazines in general. I used to love magazines, but I don't, even if there's a magazine somewhere, I have to know what's going on instantly. Like the magazine, as much as I love a magazine, it won't tell me Philip Rivers is coming back to play quarterback for the Colts till next week.
Y'all kill magazines with these apps. Apps are magazines.
That's correct. It has replaced magazines and newspapers.
I hate it.
He still sounds soft to me, though. Can we make him, or yeah, is he fine?
I got you.
All right. Let's do,
I got to make a point because Solana ran me hot. He blamed Alba and Suarez and Messi and all of them for this. They went out and won the damn game. They went out and played a season and brought a damn championship to South Florida. Don't blame them. Oh, well, they were on the first thing smoking out of South Florida. Do you think if Suarez knew there was going to be 100,000 people lined up on a street side to see him and cheer for him, he would have left? No. Don't blame the players. They did the hard part. Blame our soccer community for not supporting the players. This whole thing, they're on the first thing smoking. The hell with that. They played.
Not supporting the players. The Inter Miami has had unbelievable support since Messi has gotten here. And in fact, if we're being 100% honest, and I didn't want to do this, Inter Miami, the organization, has made it incredibly impossible for the actual staunch supporters, the season ticket holders, to be able to go watch their club in big matches because they don't even give them first bid on opportunities to go watch a playoff game because they just care about the profits. I'm in tune with the soccer community down here. And guess what? I guarantee Messi would have been down because he's here already. If not, those guys, I think we're realizing, didn't really care about a parade. Because you're telling me Inter Miami wouldn't have loved to one more time celebrate what they did? Jorge Mas coming through with perhaps the best title in MLS history with the face of sport in his backyard. And by the way, stick it to Major League Baseball for not letting him own the Marlins, who are a dumpster fire, and he pulled Messi and won a title with four legends. Get out of here.
What makes a parade? What makes a parade?
Get out of here.
If you have nobody watching a parade, it's a bunch of dudes riding on the back of Kias.
What kind of celebration is this, by the way, for the championship? What are we doing here? They won the championship on Saturday. It's Tuesday. He's going off on the organization and Jorge Mas. Crowder's impugning the soccer community down here. I'm the only one who has everyone's back on this. I just said they're being cautious. Nothing wrong with being cautious. You ever heard the phrase, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure?
That's ugly.
I mean, that's ugly.
It doesn't rhyme. Yeah.
I didn't say it was a rhyme. I said it was a phrase.
That's not going to catch on.
What are you talking about? People saying that since 1850.
That got no legs, Hawk.
Neither does your mic.
Hey.
All right, Zach Gelb is going to join us. So do like one headline. Sponsored by Doral Hyundai, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit them at Doral Hyundai or DoralHyundai.com.
Oh, it's teased me up perfectly. Let's just get this out of the way. You have one game. You got to win one game to get into the playoffs. Who do you want as your starting quarterback? Tua Tagovailoa or Philip Rivers? Let's do it. Let's go. Let's get it out of the way.
No, let's revisit that in the 3 o'clock hour.
All right.
It's a great question.
It is a good one.
The Miami Heat do play tonight. NBA Cup quarterfinals. I mentioned yesterday, you know, the Heat 1.5 point favorites. No Franz Wagner, which is a big deal. He leads the Magic in scoring. But I opened up the app today, texted you both. They were plus
one. I don't think you understand one headline. I don't think you understand when I say do one headline
headline.
We have enough time with Zach Gelb. We have it. We have an abbreviated show today as it is.
Yeah, that's your headline. Oh, also, Messi won the MLS MVP award. Your weather.
Literally starts going into this story about opening an app to read about Franz Wagner. I go, give us one headline. Okay, here's your headline. So I'm on Real Basketball FMAM, and I am going into a deep dive on Franz Wagner and his history. And I'm like, what?
We gotta get a Franz update. Can't leave the day without that.
Weather sponsored by Chillzone AC, featuring reliable Root AC systems.
Yeah,
make your AC
over,
great again. Visit chillzoneac.com. It is drizzling in Miami.
Excellent. That's a great job. Zach Gelb is going to join us in the next segment. We're off about 4:30, 4:40 today, so I'm trying to get everything in.
This is Hawk. Crowder and Solana.
I have a package of frozen corn dogs in my freezer right now as we speak.
I'm sorry to hear that.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
All right, Zach Gelb is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. And before we talk football, I remind you the best place to get geared up with Canes merch is Caneswear in Davie or online at caneswear.com. Zach Gelb hosts afternoons on the Infinity Sports Network. He comes to us from the WFAN studios in New York City. So take us through it, Gelby. You're watching ESPN's playoff committee. The coverage on Sunday, they're revealing the playoff teams, essentially. We see Alabama goes up. We know it's going to be either Notre Dame or Miami. I believe the committee gets it right. What are your initial thoughts when you see the UM logo pop up on the screen?
Yeah, so I said last week the first time I actually felt some serious momentum for Miami was a week ago. And if they ever got side by side, I did think they would factor in head to head and Miami would get in over Notre Dame. But here's what I didn't anticipate. After Alabama got blown out in the SEC championship game, I didn't think they would drop them out, but I thought there'd be some punitive action where they would have said, okay, we've been debating Notre Dame and Alabama this entire time. We'll put Notre Dame in and move them up and then have Alabama and Miami get debated. And I thought the Canes were going to get screwed. But once they only dropped Ohio State one spot after losing to Indiana, I said Alabama's definitely in. And this means we're going to have the Notre Dame-Miami debate. And once they showed Bama was in that nine spot, I thought to myself, oh my God, Miami's going to make the playoff. And then 25 seconds later, they obviously drag it out for TV. They put Miami up. I think the committee got it right, but their process and how they got it right doesn't really make sense. Like, you guys are thrilled Miami is in. You should be. Miami deserved to go in over Notre Dame. They beat them head to head. But the first ranking, Miami was 18th. Notre Dame was 10th. Even up until the last ranking when they were idle, Notre Dame was still in front of Miami. And then for the final ranking, no game was played, and they still put Miami in front of Notre Dame. So Chris Peterson, the former coach, said this to me the other day. I think they got it right, but the way they got there, the math didn't really add up.
And Gelby, you said they did it for TV. I agree. It was I guess it was you were on the edge of your seat. It was you were leaning to try to figure it out.
I was walking home from work. I was in the streets of New York, and I had my phone up, and I'm watching it in the street, and I'm like, come on, come on, come on. What are they going to do? I'm screaming. They probably thought I was like a crazy homeless person at one time.
Somebody probably wanted to give you a dollar, and another person wanted to take you to a shelter.
Yeah. They were like, oh, here's like $20 to go to Tootsie's afterwards to celebrate Miami getting on in.
Hey, man, I'm going to go to Tootsie's no matter who got in. But no, like made for TV and all of this stuff, even Tulane and James Madison, Sam Madison, whatever the hell it's called, like the best 12 teams, like they didn't get the best 12 teams in. No. Because Notre Dame should have been over Tulane or James Madison. But did they get it right, I guess, big picture?
Well, here's the thing. Did they get the 12 best teams in the country in? No, but the format doesn't allow for the 12 best teams to get in, because everyone thought, for weeks, and I kept on saying this, it's not the four Power Four conference champions that always get in, but you would just think if you win the ACC, you would be one of the four highest ranked or the five highest ranked conference champions. So even if Duke would have lost, Virginia then would have got in, and then James Madison would have been out. But once Duke goes down, then yes, James Madison was ranked the week prior, and Duke wasn't, and so was Tulane. So I did a sports minute on this, which I know everyone loves listening to them around the country. I get so many nice remarks about those, Infinity Sports Network sports minutes and Odyssey sports minutes. But
I delete them, Gelb, just so you know.
It's fine. You know, I'm surprised you even talk after the body bag that I put you in last week when debating CP3.
Wow.
Nice to hear you on the show, Solana.
Wow, you're going all the way back to last week, huh? That's crazy.
But anyway, one of my sports minute was, like, what's the format change? Like, last year we saw Boise State and Arizona State get byes because it was the conference champions, the four highest ranked conference champions got a bye. That's not the case this year. So here's what I would do. I had a few ideas. I would only add two more spots in, but have it be a play-in tournament. So like this week, you would have got Tulane going up against BYU, or Notre Dame going up against James Madison, and whoever wins those games gets the 11th or 12th spot. So we really get the 12 best teams in the country. They're probably going to go to 16. And I attended Temple University. I love the small college football programs, and I supported them for years. But here's the other thing. Like, should the Group of Five just have their own playoff, and then the Power Four says, we run college football, we'll have a true Power Four playoff as well? That's another thing that I thought of.
How'd you like, and I'm with you, by the way, in terms of the process to get to where Notre Dame was out. Well, I understand why they'd be upset, but in terms of their reaction, not playing the bowl game, the athletic director just going after the ACC, what's your reaction to all of that? Because from our perspective, obviously as Miami fans, it's pretty pathetic. I mean, they don't want to be a part of the ACC, and they're upset the ACC's campaigning for the only ACC team.
Yeah, when it comes to football, obviously they're affiliated with the ACC with like every other sport. But I don't really have an issue with it. I thought the AD, when you listen to him, he's not attacking Miami for getting in. It's just his team getting left out. I know that it kind of crossed together in some sort of way, but I don't have a problem with them not going to the bowl game. That's a team that was in the national championship game a year ago. They're playing for a national championship. So, like, what are you going to do? Go to the Cheez-It Bowl or something like that?
I mean, but honestly, Notre Dame quitting football for a couple of months to prove a point, like, hey, now we're quitting football. We'll see you next season. What is that?
But let's be real. Like, if Miami didn't make the college football playoff, Hawk, would you be getting all fired up about going to the Pop-Tarts Bowl?
No, not fired up. But I wouldn't suggest that they quit football. That they say, oh, well, we were expecting this. We didn't get it, so we're going home. I mean, what garbage is that?
None of these other bowl games even matter. Like, think about
this. But that's fine. They haven't mattered for years. So now because Notre Dame is in one, they really don't matter? Like, get out of there with that nonsense. You didn't make the playoffs. You should have beaten Miami. If you beat Miami in August at Hard Rock Stadium, guess what, Notre Dame? You'd be in the playoffs. You'd be in the playoffs. You wouldn't have to complain. You wouldn't have to take your ball and go home and quit if you had handled business against Miami. Guess what? You lost.
Yeah. I mean, are there
a lot of basketball programs that if they don't get the NCAA opt out of the NIT?
Yeah, a lot of them do.
They opt out?
Mm-hmm. That's
well, then I won't use that point anymore.
Yeah, I think it's a very similar comparison, honestly. Notre Dame views all these other bowl games as the NIT, so they're
not. I thought I had
go.
A good one there.
No, it happens all the time.
I thought I had a good one.
Yeah, it's all right.
Cliffhanger was the word I was looking for earlier when I came.
We all knew. We were all there before you were.
Yeah. Do they need cliffhangers in the voting? But that was the word. So
by the way, did we tell Channing why I couldn't do tomorrow?
I don't know if I know why you can't do tomorrow.
Well, I have to speak to my all-time favorite Gator at 2:15 p.m. Eastern time and pre-tape an interview.
Yeah, you
my
did
all-time
tell me.
Favorite Gator.
It's, come on, I didn't get a call.
Nah, I'm talking to Tebow, so I can't talk to you. Greg.
You like Tebow more than me? He does nothing fun. He's lame.
Nah, he's more of a gangster. He's a tough guy.
He's a tough guy.
Yeah, that religious stuff. I think it's all
32.
Who else did you blow us off for a couple weeks ago?
Yeah,
well, I'm getting ready for our Sirius XM show.
Yeah, I was like unfiltered with the Hockman, Crowder, and Solana.
I'm not coming to that meeting.
No wonder he comes on every week. It's all starting to make sense.
To that meeting.
Yeah, I'm gonna tell you, I leave the night.
Who did you blow us off for a couple weeks ago?
I don't remember. Some college football coach or something like that.
Yeah,
someone
I mean, Tebow, I kind of understand, but that guy, whoever that was.
Well, I tell my producer.
Oh, you know who it was? It was Dan Lanning, wasn't it?
Maybe. I have Dan Lanning actually coming on today. but I tell my producer every week, Wednesdays, 2:25, I got to talk to my guys in Miami, and he'll just forget and sometimes schedule people. So I apologize for that.
Well, we appreciate you being here on a Tuesday. Let me ask you, before we end up running out of time, Philip Rivers looks like he's on the fast track to being the quarterback with the Indianapolis Colts. What do you make of this?
Here's my take, and I don't know how many people are going to talk about this, and I don't think this is how Philip Rivers is thinking about it. He was going to have to wait so long for the Hall of Fame as it is. Like, I do think he's a Hall of Famer, but he wasn't going to get in right away. So the moment he plays, I believe this is how it goes, it resets his time clock. So he's going to have to wait even longer. So maybe when he's
By the way, doesn't even have to play. As long as he's on the active roster.
Yep.
Practice squad, no, which is what he's on right now.
Yeah.
If he's on the active roster, the Hall of Fame voting resets 5 years. Yeah.
So as long as his body doesn't break down in these practices, and that's what I think it's going to be, then he's going to get thrown into the fire and he's going to play. So maybe pushing it back another 5 or 6 years actually helps him, because then you get all these other guys that rise to the cream of the crop that are in front of him, and maybe he'll get in quicker in terms of when he's actually allowed to be on the ballot.
And is he changing anything for the Colts? He's 116 years
no,
old.
They
what are they doing?
They're done. They went from a lock to be the playoff, like a top three seed, to now you look at their schedule, they may not win another game the rest of the season.
Gelb, I had joked.
I did a little research quickly, Solana. Tebow has a one-year-old. He's 38 years old. He's just not the guy to hang with. He ain't getting no action until he was 37 years old.
Do you believe when you're the quarterback of Florida, and I understand his religious beliefs, that he really wasn't getting it on?
I do. I've heard. Oh. I told the story quickly. When he got there, I was still cool with Charlie Strong. I'm still cool with Charlie Strong to this day. And I called Charlie Strong. I'm playing for the Dolphins, and I'm just cool. When Charlie got to Miami, we went out to eat. Like, I love Charlie Strong. I called him and I'm like, Coach, all this media crap about Tebow, because Chris Leak had the same thing about him where he's just so religious, straight arrow. I called Charlie, so I'm like, Charlie, man, is this Tebow dude what everybody's saying? He said, Channing, he's the opposite of you. And I said, okay, well, that kind of let me know what he was trying to say. I really believe Tim Tebow was the straight arrow everybody, you know, painted him to be, or he is, hell.
Yeah, that's impressive. If I was the quarterback of Florida, I would not be able to save myself.
Is it impressive, or is it the opposite of impressive?
I don't know. With all those temptations as the quarterback of Florida, geez.
I would pick off all his temptations. I wish I played with him.
He wasn't just the quarterback of Florida, right? He's like the darling of the entire country. I mean, everybody loved this guy.
Channing back in the day actually used to dress up for Tim Tebow as Halloween, trying to for people actually think he'd be Tim Tebow.
Yeah. He's black, huh?
Hey, Gelb, I had joked with Hawk and Crowder earlier in the show. Pick one quarterback to win one playoff game, Tua Tagovailoa or Philip Rivers. But I'll switch it up for you, since you're such a big Patriots fan. You have to win one game today to get into the playoffs or the Super Bowl, however you want to make it. You have to win one game. Philip Rivers or Tom Brady today?
Today, Philip Rivers, Tom Brady, not even close.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Easy.
Tom
Phillip
Brady.
Phillip Rivers or Tua?
Tua.
Why'd you hesitate? Why'd you hesitate?
I thought there was a trick question somewhere. I was like, what am I missing?
Well, why everyone would choose Tua immediately just because Phillip Rivers hasn't played?
Well,
in
actually,
four,
quick question.
Years?
Is the game in like 15 degree weather?
It is.
You
on
guys
Monday.
Are all certain that no. Phillip Rivers cannot pull magic out of a bag somehow. Because this would be one of the most incredible stories in sport.
Have one good game. One good game.
It's why I raised my hand, because Tua has been with the team with chemistry with his receivers, and he's throwing for 130 yards a game. I think Phillip Rivers can walk out the bed and throw for 200.
And also, if I had 27 kids as well, I'd maybe be begging to go back to the NFL too.
anything to get out of the house, right? All right. Zach Gelb from the Infinity Sports Network. What do you have on the docket today? You got Dan Lanning and what else?
We're going to talk to Anthony Gargano about the Philadelphia Eagles and their problems. But here's the other
thing. I asked Solana at the beginning of the show, you done with the Eagles? You done?
Well, in terms of what?
This season.
Then they'll make the playoffs. They'll win the division. If they're in the Super Bowl, I'll be shocked at this rate.
You're done with the Chiefs?
Yeah, the Chiefs are done. But I will say, talking about 2-6-7 teams in the Miami Dolphins and the Kansas City Chiefs, the Dolphins, we both said this a few weeks ago. They were going to go on a run here. I think McDaniel's now going to be back. I don't think he should be. I would not bring him back. But this owner doesn't want to get rid of him. And if they continue down the stretch, like if they just finish 8-9, let's say, win two more games, I think Stephen Ross is going to bring back Mike McDaniel.
I think we're all in agreement. I think everyone that we've spoken to who are Dolphins insiders are in agreement on that.
Huge mistake.
I would say, though, let's wait and see what happens Monday night in Pittsburgh. Because if they get embarrassed on national TV to a decent team on the road in winter conditions – man, that just completes this narrative on Mike McDaniel that maybe he can't get out from.
Are they going to get embarrassed, though? Like the Steelers?
I don't know.
I understand they just beat the Ravens, but the Steelers, so Jekyll and Hyde. That's got to be somewhat of a close game, I would imagine.
One would think. All
but
right,
you never know with this football team. They are the most entertaining 6-7 or entertaining just like team I've ever seen.
Yeah, a lot of content. Provided us with a lot of content. All right, see you, Gelby.
You got it, guys. Be well.
There you go. Zach Gelb from the Infinity Sports Network. Again, he usually joins us on Wednesdays. Also, Jim Larrañaga usually joins us on Wednesdays, but he's traveling tomorrow. So Jim Larrañaga is going to join us in the 3 o'clock hour today. And then we'll have this abbreviated show that ends around 4:30, 4:45 this afternoon. We'll get you ready for the preheat for the NBA Cup. Magic and Heat tonight, 6 p.m. tip-off. All right, don't go anywhere. The 3 o'clock hour is coming up.
You're listening to the Hawk, Crowder, and Solana Show.
I spend $250,000 a year on gluten.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.